Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The US Supreme Court has ruled in favour of maintaining access to an abortion pill while a legal appeal against its use is considered. The decision temporarily blocks a lower court's ruling that restricted the use of the drug mifepristone. President Biden has welcomed the decision. Jessica Parker reports from Washington.
After several rounds of complicated legal wrangling, this decision from the Supreme Court landed hours before a self-imposed deadline. It preserves the status quo for now. Mifepristone, which is normally used as part of a two-drug regimen, will continue to be available as it was before, where abortion remains legal. Individual states in the US have been able to ban or severely restrict abortion since the overturning of Roe v. Wade last year. But this ruling on mifepristone is temporary. The case now returns to a lower court and could be back before the Supreme Court later this year.
A court in Paris has convicted a Lebanese-Canadian university professor of carrying out a deadly bomb attack on a Paris synagogue in 1980. Four people were killed and 38 others were injured in the attack, the first to target Jews in France since the Second World War. Hassan Diab, who's now 69, lives in Canada. Reports from Sudan say that fighting between the forces of two rival generals has continued in the capital Khartoum, despite their declarations of a temporary truce. Fighting has continued despite the Sudanese army's announcement that it would observe a ceasefire. More details from Kalkidan Yubeltal.
In particularly in the capital Khartoum, the fighting is still going on, and reports indicate that there had been gunfires and also strikes, airstrikes, but also efforts by the army to go on the ground looking for the RSF fighters, and the RSF fighters were also, it looks like that they were embedded in residential areas. So all this indicate that it's likely to be a very traumatizing experience for the residents, for the civilians there, because this fighting is happening in crowded urban areas.
Peru's former president Alejandro Toledo has turned himself into US authorities for extradition to his home country, where he faces corruption charges. Here's Will Grant.
Since 2018, former President Alejandro Toledo has been wanted by the authorities in Peru over allegations that he received more than $25 million in bribes. This week, his efforts to prevent his extradition on those charges came to an end. Mr. Toledo has now handed himself to US authorities, and his extradition is believed to be imminent. The charges against the former president relate to the continent-wide corruption scandal involving the Brazilian construction firm Odebrecht, which was found guilty of bribing officials, in some cases at the highest level, in exchange for lucrative government contracts.
World news from the BBC. The British politician Dominic Raab, who's resigned as Deputy Prime Minister, has accused some civil servants of trying to block government reforms. Mr. Raab stepped down after a report upheld two bullying complaints against him. It said he'd acted in an insulting and aggressive way towards staff. Britain's largest business lobby group, the CBI, has announced it's suspending most operations because of allegations of rape and sexual misconduct in the organisation. Mark Ashdown reports.
The CBI board said it shared the shock and revulsion of its members at the events that are alleged to have taken place. It said it was deeply sorry and expressed profound regret to the women involved. Around 40 businesses have so far said they will suspend or terminate their involvement with the organisation after two women said they were raped by male colleagues while working for the CBI. The police are investigating those allegations, and independent lawyers have been looking into a series of separate claims of sexual harassment, bullying and drug taking, which date back to 2015.
Argentina has recorded its deadliest dengue outbreak. Officials have confirmed 45 deaths and more than 65,000 cases of the mosquito-transmitted disease since the beginning of the year. Figures emerged on Friday, only hours after the Minister of Health assured Argentines that the rate of infection was slowing and would soon plateau. Lawyers acting for relatives of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer killed by a bullet fired from a prop gun held by Alec Baldwin, say they intend to proceed with a civil lawsuit against the actor. A Los Angeles attorney said in a statement that Ms. Hutchins' parents and sister were committed to holding him accountable for pointing a loaded gun and killing her during filming for the movie Rust. Manslaughter charges against Mr. Baldwin were formally dropped on Friday. That's the latest BBC News.